Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. It's been hot and dry in my area, but not in Teresa's. She'll explain. But we're still looking for some tough, durable plants. I have mine and Teresa does too. And Thrall stops by with an update on how the weather's affecting the garden and landscape. And Joni has the frog and toad comparison. Can you tell the difference? Well, have you kissed one lately? Well, she'll explain. You can be here, too, by calling in at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Colton Young is at the controls. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are here hosting your program. So please join Colton, Teresa, Joni, Ed, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Anger. It happens in airports, on soccer fields, at work, at school, at home with our spouses and kids, and yes, even in the family of faith. And the funny thing is that both sides always feel their version of the truth is right. In the book of James in the New Testament, we're told that the first step to control our anger is to ground ourselves in the Word of God. Sometimes anger begins with a hurt. When you've been slighted or misunderstood, or maybe when others don't meet your expectations. You've been stabbed in the back or left out or not understood. You're criticized unfairly. Anger is a journey that begins with one of these types of emotions. But the Bible tells us in James 1:19 that we have this wonderful, simple remedy. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. Count to 10 before you speak, and that will slow you down on the way to anger. And never, ever let the sun go down on your anger. I promise you'll be glad. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. I saw 98 degrees on my thermometer about a day ago. Even though the weather report said it was 94, it is hot and dry, and I think for most of us, that's the way it is. So what are you going to plant under these conditions? My list contains and actually changes from time to time, and I want to share a few of them with you. I know Teresa has hers also. Also, how about a short bromeliad quiz? I've been getting some questions about this plant. And it's on my list of tough and durable also. I also have some surveys if we get time for them. If not, we've got plenty of weeks ahead. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I'm also an Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And don't forget our books, Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Guide. Teresa has her compendium series, most recent, Gardening with the Senses. And, of course, we appreciate you stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your calls, at least Joni is, at 407-916-5400 or toll-free, 1-888-45-LAWNS. Can't beat that. And, of course, you can also text us at 23680 at any time. A lot of people like to do that. And we'll be happy to answer your questions. And if you want to make a comment, that's fine, too. Hour number one, which we're in right now, Ed Thralls joins us with what to do during the drought and the heat. We'll find out what's happening in his extension garden, too. And Joni's discussing frogs and toads. And she says she kisses one every now and then. I don't know what that means.
That would be a no. I don't kiss frogs.
Okay. Just toads. I don't know where that puts me. Hour number two, Teresa and I will be hosting Randy Schultz, owner of Schultz Communications and editor of Home, Garden, and Homestead, who's going to help with the mosquito control. There's a kind of celebration coming up of sorts concerning mosquitoes. He'll have the information we need. And the webpage is up for June. Check it out at betterlawns.com. Discussion of marigolds. Teresa has Designing with Pet Gardens. And we have Tom's got to do his moonshine planting dates. And get up here and look at it. You'll know what I mean. Right now, please join me in welcoming the people making the program totally possible. We couldn't be here if it wasn't for Colton at the controls.
Good morning, Colton.
He keeps us coming to you, and Joni is answering your phone calls. So Teresa and I can't do that.
No, we're far away from them there.
Yeah,
they're
that
on
may
the other side of the
that
glass.
May be good. I told him I was going over to the other side. Now, you know, you don't know exactly what that means at that point in time. As you can tell, Teresa and I are here at the microphones. You can call in 407-916-5400 or toll free 1-888-45-LAWNS or text us at 23680. Get up on Facebook, Better Lawns and Gardens. Two trash cans full, mainly garden debris, and I have a lot more that's got to come out of the garden. Some of it's weeds, some of it's old plants, so we'll get the rest of that out, so it's no problem. My moonflower is blooming, and I've decided to look up. My mother used to plant moonflowers on the side of a shed, and they put strings up for them to climb, and she'd do that every year, and in the afternoon at about 4 or 5 o'clock, we'd start looking at the flowers open up.
They did gorgeous.
I did not realize they're a Florida native plant.
I did not know that either, and I'm kind of amazed at that because I think you would see more, but you know, you said that they were just in South Florida. So they can't take the cold weather.
No,
so
they freeze out. Mexico, Central America, probably South America also. And it's interesting. This plant has a little history behind it. The natives in those countries, native people, used to use the moonflower to harden or vulcanize rubber because the plants contain a lot of sulfur, evidently. How they did that, I don't know. The ingredient in moonflower is a poison. You don't want to have it where you have dogs or pets, and you don't want to chew on it yourself, although I have an extra little side feature here. And that the poison in there or the chemical in there, they say, is that sometimes they use the leaves, the natives, to inhibit the growth of certain strains of bacteria.
Wow.
And one of them is a strep bacteria and the other is tuberculosis.
Wow.
Interesting.
That is.
Yeah. And studies found at the University of Brazil found moonflowers had a potential fighting diseases of the mouth.
So I don't know where you go. Mother Nature is fascinating.
You gargle with it or what? Now, here it is. According to a Florida forager, young moonflower leaves are edible when cooked, boiled, or steamed, as are the young seeds. I wouldn't do it, folks. I'm not going out.
I would be
and eat my moon leaves. If you want to do it, call back and let me know whether you're still around.
Yeah, please call back.
Actually, you better leave your name. If we don't hear from you, we'll know what happened. Let's see what we have here. It's a member of the Morning Glory family. So my moonflowers are out. They only bloom at nighttime. I had Joni go out and look out the window. We can see them from my office. And they're just big and round.
I used to torture my kids by sitting them in front of it and saying, now watch what's going to happen. And they would watch it, and it would start to shake and open up. And it was fascinating.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It's great to watch.
Okay. Here's my bromeliad quiz for today. We get a lot of questions about bromeliads, and people want to know about them. So I thought we'd just have a little quiz. It looks like, and people at home can play along because it looks like Colton and Joni are kind of busy.
Okay.
Okay. A bromeliad is a plant that blooms how many times? Everybody at home, you can see if you can get it. Once, twice, five times, unlimited times. The answer is
once.
Only once. That's all they do. So, and then once that plant blooms, it gradually declines. You may not know it, but it gradually declines.
Right. They don't cite that as a reason that the plant's declining, but it blooms and. But it's got a great, it grows exponentially.
Yeah. So you have others coming out, and you can cut off the old plant if you want, or you can leave it and just let it expire on its own. Okay. Number two, the most common, let's see, Joni's back on the phone. So will everybody play at home? Did everybody get that one there with the bromeliad? Most common consumed bromeliad, is it the avocado, the guava, the pineapple, or the tomato?
Oh, I know.
Everybody guessing that? Colton, you want to guess what it is? Most commonly consumed bromeliad. Is it the avocado, the pineapple, the guava, or the tomato?
What were the options? One more time.
Okay, is it the avocado, the pineapple, the guava, or the tomato?
I'm going to say pineapple.
Good. You got it. Yeah.
There you go. Good for you, Colton.
It is the pineapple. It's probably the most one of the most consumed fruits
around the world.
And it's a multiple fruit. It has many flowers in it. Okay, Joni's back. Can do head sex too. Okay, you ready, Joni? Here's the question. We're doing pineapples questions today, pineapple trivia. What insect commonly lives among the vase-shaped leaves or foliage? Is it fleas? Is it mosquitoes? Is it butterflies? Or is it leafhoppers? Joni's back on headset. So is
there
it fleas, mosquitoes, butterflies, or leafhoppers? Colton, you want to guess? Lives in the little vase-shaped areas.
Lives in them?
Yeah. Is it the fleas, mosquitoes, butterflies, or leafhoppers?
Leafhoppers?
You're close. Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes, really?
Yeah. And because we have Randy Schultz on today.
Yes.
And he's going to be talking about mosquitoes.
Exactly. And it's something I just had a client ask me the other day there, how to take care of them so that they don't get them. So Randy will be able to help us with that.
I know what I do. That's for sure. So I know he'll give me the answer, too. That's kind of neat. Okay, let's do plants that can take the heat. You have a few.
I do. You know, there are a lot of plants in Florida that don't need to be irrigated often. They can handle the heat. Very drought tolerant. And so mine are plumbago, which is very good, and it's very colorful. Periwinkles.
Oh, yeah.
Periwinkles can grow in cement.
If they don't get phytophthora, you're okay.
And then rain lilies. Even though they're named rain lilies, they don't need a lot of water or, they can stand the heat. Zinnias, gaillardias, and gazanias. I grouped those together. And then African irises.
Oh, yeah. Tough and durable.
Tibicina.
Yeah.
And then loquats.
Okay,
and then most flowering vines, the sky vine, the Carolina jessamine, and the trumpet vine, they're all very heat tolerant. Yeah,
especially the trumpet vine.
Yeah. It
goes up the East Coast. Kind of neat. Okay, here's my list. Dwarf Scheffler Trinette.
They are very.
You know, I used to not like that plant.
I still don't like that plant.
But, you know, and a good friend of mine, Randy Knight, used to recommend that one. And I tell Randy, it's cold sensitive, it's going to freeze. He said, it doesn't get hurt that much. And you know, he was right. It ticked me off.
No, they do very well. And they are a very tropical plant. They're a great great plant for design for tropical
plants. And I'm overusing them too much. I'm recommending them too much. And one of these days, they're going to get some disease and we're going to be in trouble. Here's my other one, coleus. Coleus will wilt down, but it once established, it's there. It takes the heat and the rains, of course. Pentas, pretty tough and durable. Bush daisy. I like bush daisy.
Love them.
Yep. Bromeliads, already mentioned bromeliads. Sweet almond, tough and durable.
One of my favorite, and they smell so good.
Yep. Podocarpus, once established. That's the secret to it, once established. We had some at our old ag center. It was there probably for about 40 or 50 years, and that thing there didn't get any care at all. Most shade trees, most tropical plants in the shade can do pretty well.
They all. We're very fortunate that we do have a lot of plants that can take a lot of extreme conditions.
Yep. Let's see if we can sneak in one caller before we go to break here. Let's go to number one, the palm tree problem in Orlando. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I have a question. My neighbor has a palm tree that has some huge, huge clusters of looks like fruit. And they're about the size between a baseball and a golf ball. And they're kind of a bright, kind of a reddish orange. And like I say, they're huge clusters.
Okay.
I don't know if you can identify it.
How big are they again? Of size of a golf ball?
Between a baseball and a golf ball.
Okay. Does this have a hand-type frond or a feather-type frond?
It has kind of like a, not the feather.
Okay, so it's got a hand type frond. About the size of golf balls, reddish in color. Christmas palms?
Yes.
It could be Christmas palms. Christmas palms have a beautiful fruit cluster, and they are red.
Yeah, and do they have a hand?
Christmas palms, no, they're more a feather.
A feather. Well, scratch that
Yeah,
one.
Maybe some type of phoenix, you know.
Yeah, could be a phoenix, could be a... date palm or could be any, could be more.
Yeah, we would love to see a picture. Yeah. We could do it better if we see the picture and see the palm frond. What do you want to do with them? Is there anything you want to do with them?
No, she was wondering if they were edible. That was the question.
Yeah,
that's a good question. Unless it's the pindo palm, the jelly palm, which is feather-like.
Right.
A lot of the others aren't very edible. That's for sure.
No.
So we need to identify date palms. Of course, are we need to identify for you. So get up on the website. Or Facebook and get us a picture, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're okay, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yep, you have a great gardening day, and Ed's going to be coming through the garden gate here any minute.
We're off to a good start.
We're off to a very good start this morning. And so we'd love to have your calls or text message. I haven't got a single text message yet. I'm feeling bad. text number here is 23680. Phone number is 1-888-45-LAWNS. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Anger. It happens in airports, on soccer fields, at work, at school, at home with our spouses and kids, and yes, even in the family of faith. And the funny thing is that both sides always feel their version of the truth is right. In the book of James in the New Testament, we're told that the first step to control our anger is to ground ourselves in the Word of God. Sometimes anger begins with a hurt, when you've been slighted or misunderstood, or maybe when others don't meet your expectations. You've been stabbed in the back or left out or not understood. You're criticized unfairly. Anger is a journey that begins with one of these types of emotions. But the Bible tells us in James 1:19 that we have this wonderful, simple remedy. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. Count to 10 before you speak, and that will slow you down on the way to anger. And never, ever let the sun go down on your anger. I promise you'll be glad. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you here. Don't forget you can text us 23680. I'm starting to feel lonely with the screen in front of me, although we know it works. And, of course, our number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS. Before we go to Ed, I want to follow up on the bromelias because I started out with a theme. And I really like to use them, but I use a lot of them in containers rather than in the ground. But you could do it either way.
You could do it either way. You could even put them in the trees.
Yeah, you could.
You know,
yeah.
So they're epiphytes, and they don't need to have the dirt. So, you know, it's not something that you can plant them anywhere.
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of different types.
There are, and there's some for shade and for sun. You got to make sure you get the right ones.
Yeah.
Because the Guzmania ones, they like all shade.
Yeah, and the pineapple, of course, is a bromeliad, and that will grow in the full sun. Actually, it does best in the full sun.
It does.
There's ones in the Dickia group. And one or two others, but most of them like a little shade.
They do, and the acmeas, they can take a little bit of sun, but they're different types. So if you're looking for them, I would say Google sun bromeliads, and they'll come up with a lot of the varieties.
Yeah, and when the local here in Central Florida, anyway, the local group there has their sale, it's a great time to get them.
It is. It's a wonderful time.
Tell you what, let's invite in Ed Thralls. And Ed Thralls, of course, is University of Florida Orange County Extension Residential Horticulturist, and we're always happy to have him with us, and he's going to tell us what's happening in the garden. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Teresa. And I think I heard Joni in there, didn't
I? Oh, yeah, Joni answered the phone for you, so she's okay. There. She's waving right now. She doesn't realize this is radio. There she is, waving.
Great.
Yeah. So what's happening in the garden at this time?
Well, we've been cleaning up the garden quite a bit. It's summertime, and it's going to be difficult to grow some of the vegetables most people are trying to grow right now. Like tomatoes, they're just about done right now. We're not setting any new flowers or any new fruit right now. Compost, we're making that with the residue that we removed from the garden. And some beds are getting ready for summer crops, though. So we put in black-eyed peas, okra, and a purple sweet potato.
Wow, okay. So that's the crops that you'll be growing now, and then you won't be starting up again until maybe August or so.
Yeah, it'll be about the second, maybe third week in August. We'll start in with the next warm season garden.
So it's been hot and dry, Ed. So how is this affecting the landscape plantings around Central Florida?
I don't know about your landscape, but my landscape is looking terrible. I still haven't gotten any rain. It's been around our area in the South Orange County, but as far as rain directly on it, no. A lot of landscape plantings are showing signs of drought stress. The color is not as vibrant as it was a month ago, and a lot of the flowering shrubs are showing signs of wilt from lack of moisture.
My azaleas are so sad looking, and we
even
got rain. I got rain last night, but it didn't, you know, it hasn't affected the root system yet, so they're still wilting this morning. But so Ed, what about irrigation during this hot time?
Well, We're kind of limited to the guidelines from the Water Management District, and that allows us to water up to twice a week. And for those of you who got rain, maybe you didn't need to irrigate this week, but I sure would like to have another day. I drag out the hose to get some supplemental watering onto my droopy plants right now, and I'm squirting a little bit of it in the yard as well. Using a hose is exempt from the Water Management District rules, so I can do that anytime. And the turf grass, you mentioned that, I think, last week about turf grass signs of stress. The leaves are folding up, and I can see my footprints after I walk through the lawn, so I need some moisture.
So, Ed, what about people who have well water coming from a lake? They seem to water more than they need to, and is that good when it's this dry?
Well, it's not good for it, and they don't own the water in the lake. That lake water is still subject to Water Management District rules. They can only water up to twice a week if necessary this time of year. And also, some of the stuff that's coming out of the lake onto your lawns, probably not healthy for you if you're walking through it and getting it wet on you. It's got a lot of animal waste products in it. And I just don't know why they're watering so much. Maybe because they think they've got a lake or something they're attached to. It's free water.
Well, I was looking at Lake Brantley yesterday. It is down almost 15 to 20 feet.
Really?
Yeah, it's really down quite a bit. And I think it's because of all the homes around it are pulling from water.
Yep.
Well, you can see our little retention pond out here. I would say we're probably 5 or 6 feet below what we normally are right now. And we don't take water out of there. That's just evaporation going on in the temperature. It was 97 degrees on my car thermometer when I got into it yesterday to go home.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw 98. So what about fertilizing, Ed?
Well, it's not a good thing to fertilize. For most of us here in Orange County, fertilizers, landscape plants is over until September 30th anyway because of the fertilizer blackout ordinance. But with your plants and grass being under stress right now from lack of moisture, fertilizer could be harmful if you put it out right now anyway.
Okay, well, let's try something else. How about pruning?
I know this is the last month of the year to really prune back the azaleas, so you'll have those flowers come next spring, at the end of next winter. But it really isn't helping anything. Unless you've got a wayward branch, it might be blocking your walking path. You really want to wait till your plants get well hydrated. Pruning could even be more stressful for them because when you're cutting off that fresh material, you're also opening up the end of those stems and twigs, and you may be losing moisture there that the plant really needs this time of year.
That means I don't have to go out and send Joni out to prune.
No more filling up your cans, you know. So Ed, you're speaking of stress for the landscape. How are we dealing, or what are you seeing as far as insects go?
Oh, boy. They're there, a lot of them. They take advantage of this situation. When the plants are under stress, they're really sending out a chemical signal in the environment, and the insects are just doing what they would normally do and try to remove that stressed plant from the environment. We've got chinch bugs out there. I've seen first flights of sod webworm moths. No caterpillars yet, but I've marked my calendar, and in a couple of weeks, I'll get out here and start treating for the sod webworm. But other caterpillars are in the lawn right now, and it's just a battle out there. We need some moisture.
What about diseases?
Boy, not so much of a problem for us when it's this dry. A lot of times the brown spots you look for in the yard, usually something other than a disease at this time of year. But, you know, this would be a good time for you to apply a fungicide preventatively to fight those diseases that you might expect in the summertime. And Bayer and Scotts have some really good ones at the big box stores right now that you could use.
Okay, and if I'm out there working now, I want some advice. How do you care for yourself when you're out in all this heat?
That's really important, Tom. There's a lot of sunshine, and as we mentioned, the temperatures were in the upper 90s yesterday, but they've been in the upper 80s and mid-90s for a couple of weeks now. So get as much of your landscape and garden work done early. Try to get it done before 10 o'clock, and even 10 o'clock, it's warming up pretty well. Wear a hat to protect yourself. Even in the early morning when you think you've got enough shade around there, it's important to keep that hat on. Keep a water bottle close by and keep yourself hydrated. And if you have to be out there past 10 a.m., don't forget to get some sunscreen on you. That's best advice I can give everybody.
Sure. Wearing a hat, too, is important. The Extension Office, are you open now to visitors, and can people stop by the plant clinic?
As a matter of fact, we have entered what's called phase three. There's four phases of this operation of getting back to normal. When we get to phase four, we will be back to whatever normal is going to be. And I'm hoping that's pretty soon. But right now in phase three, we no longer require appointments to be seen. So you can come in unannounced, and we'd be glad to talk to you about your landscape problems, pest management, whatever you need. Masks are no longer required, but they are encouraged. They're not mandatory if you had your vaccinations. I held my first in-person class Wednesday night for a small group of seven people that are fixing to start up a community garden on one of our parks. That was really, it's been 15 months since we've had a face-to-face meeting, and I really enjoyed that. I like that teaching a whole lot better.
Oh,
but
wonderful.
We cannot fill our classrooms more than 50% of its capacity. And a lot of our classes are going to continue to be taught virtually because the clients are now asking for that. It's interesting. If you want to come in to have a in-person class, we can do a virtual and an in-person presentation at the same time. So that really doesn't delay anything. We just need you to contact us and let us know that you'd prefer to have that class taught in person. And we can do that here.
Ed, what are some of your classes?
Well, we're going to talk about what to do in the summer vegetable garden next week. The first time home buyer workshop. There's two parts to it, and that will be taught later this month. We've got another backyard chicken training class. I'll be discussing composting and using rain barrels. What a great way to reduce stormwater runoff right now during the rainy season. Once it kicks in, you can capture that water in rain barrels. And registration is open for our 4-H summer day camps. We've got a couple of those coming up in June and July.
And registration for all this here is ocextension.eventbrite.com, S-B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com. Ed?
Yeah, registration online is still required, don't pass that up, and don't show up for a class that you haven't registered for. That would help.
Thank you, Ed. Hey, Ed, get out there and do a rain dance, will you?
I'm going to go out there right now.
Good.
I'm going to wash my car. Maybe that'll do it.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah. Tell you what, let's sneak a phone call in. Let's do Eileen first.
Okay. There you go. Eileen in Polk City. Good morning. How can we help you?
Hi. I wanted to tell you that I have a sunflower, two of them. One has 10 buds on it.
Wow.
The other one has 6.
Wow.
How about that? You're doing well.
Oh, no. This is not me. This is the birds.
Oh.
From my bird feeders.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to try to send you a picture.
Okay.
Oh, dude. We'd love
Facebook.
To see it.
I'm not on Facebook.
Well, you can send it. If you send it to me, send it to TomMack1996@AOL.com or get up on our website and I will get back to you and then you can just send it direct. Okay?
Okay. Give me that web address again.
Yeah, it's
TomMack.
TomMack1996@AOL.com.
Okay.
Also,
we'd love to see it.
Good. We got to go.
Also.
Thank you, Eileen. We appreciate it very much. And yes, Colton pushes the button.
We have more phone calls, but if they'd like to call 407-916-5400, or they can text you at 23680.
Yeah, and we're going to find out if Joni's kissed many frogs in just a minute. She says she has. I don't know. Well, we'll be back.
Anger. It happens in airports, on soccer fields, at work, at school, at home with our spouses and kids, and yes, even in the family of faith. And the funny thing is that both sides always feel their version of the truth is right. In the book of James in the New Testament, we're told that the first step to control our anger is to ground ourselves in the Word of God. Sometimes anger begins with a hurt, when you've been slighted or misunderstood, or maybe when others don't meet your expectations. You've been stabbed in the back or left out or not understood. You're criticized unfairly. Anger is a journey that begins with one of these types of emotions. But the Bible tells us in James 1:19 that we have this wonderful, simple remedy. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. Count to 10 before you speak, and that will slow you down on the way to anger. And never, ever let the sun go down on your anger. I promise you'll be glad.
This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
And thank you for coming back. Another segment. Kind of neat.
We're going gangbusters this morning.
Yes, we are. And we got Joni coming up here as soon as she gets her stuff. She's been busy entering the phones and everything. As soon as she gets her headsets on, and there she goes. I hear her. She's there. Good. Okay, time for Joni's Corner. Yep, go ahead. Have you kissed a frog lately? Why is it always they talk about the women kissing a frog? I'm not interested in kissing a frog, but I don't know.
Have you been doing it?
No.
Have you been hearing the frogs in the evening? It's their time to entertain you with their song. Do you know the difference between frogs and toads? Frogs have two bulging eyes, strong and long webbed hind feet, and a smooth skin and prefer wetter living constitutions. Two frogs that call Florida home are the bullfrog and the leopard frog.
Yeah.
I like the leopard
frog. Lots of leopard frogs. They make a nice sound, too.
They do. Yeah.
Toads have a more stubby body, inset eyes, short hind feet, watery skin. They prefer dry conditions.
Yep.
And I'm sure you all know by now that you don't get warts from frogs. Do you know that?
Yep.
Yeah. But there is a gland on the top of the toad's head that it touched can make people ill or cause an eye irritation.
Huh. Interesting. Also, you pick them up and they pee on you.
They do. You scare them. I'd pee too if you picked me up.
Well, anyway, this gland produces an unpleasant taste that helps protect it and its enemies, so they are better left alone.
Yeah.
Now to the important part, okay?
Okay.
Both frogs and toads do more than their share by keeping our yards insect-free, huh?
Okay.
Frogs don't hunt for their food. It comes to them, and their eyes are big, and on top of their head, they can see all around, so just wait for the food to cross their path, uh-huh? Their food consists mainly of insects and worms. Bullfrogs will eat insects, and when we're really hungry, they eat just about anything you can get into their mouths, like other frogs, like small fish, Reptiles and animals. Huh. They must be a little hungry,
hungry,
huh?
Yeah.
Toads eat insects, grubs, slugs, and worms. They might also eat bits of discarded fruits or vegetables.
Oh, huh.
Toads in the garden are considered very valuable for their role in the pest control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you see a toad or a frog, let it be, and be glad he's living in your yard. He can help out in keeping your yard pest-free, and his services are
free.
Yeah, that's it.
My son picked up more toads, I'll tell you.
Did he put them in his pocket and bring them indoors?
He put them in containers, and we'd find these containers with these toads in there trying to get out.
Yeah. I always try and put toad houses in gardens and just kind of encourage them. You can take a broken pot and just turn it over. Let's go to John in Mulberry. Good morning, John. What can we help you with?
And thanks for waiting so long. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I'm up every morning on Saturday to listen to your show.
Yeah. You know, Joni always worries about whether people are going to be up in the morning because she has to get up. So I keep telling her, I said, people like John are up. They're out there. Yeah. How can we help you, John?
Hey, I think I'm going to start growing my garden in the cracks in the sidewalk.
There you go.
Hey, my papayas are doing good. My heritage cherry tomatoes are just bloomed like crazy. But I'm having trouble with corn. I'm not sure if my timing is off. It's up about a foot, and then it just lost its mojo.
Yeah. Well, you know, corn is a grass, so you really have to fertilize it a lot. And you could actually use a lawn fertilizer on it if you want to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, just don't put one with herbicides in it. Anything. It's a nitrogen feeder. And you are kind of at a bad time with it. Teresa and I were talking about that earlier. And corn will grow during the summer. It probably will go ahead and get pollinated if the rains don't beat it too bad. But what happens is the insects are so bad, the caterpillars.
Yeah.
Well, I put a little onion juice. I make it up. Make it up myself, and it seems to keep them off.
Yeah, well, I hope you don't get some caterpillar that likes onions then. But I use either Thuricide or Spinosad or Spinosad, and that seems to work fine, but you'd have to do it a lot more. The time plantings for corn are August and somewhere around the end of February, March. But, you know, give it a try. You'll get something, I'm sure. Fertilize it. Probably every 3 to 4 weeks you're going to have to keep putting some fertilizer down.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John.
Yep, we're going to take a quick break.
We're going to take Brenda, Dave, and Denise. Hang on, we've got your calls if you'd like to give us a
call.
And
Denise will be first. She's been waiting the longest.
There you go. 407-916-5400. And if you'd like to text Tom, 23680.
Yep, and we'll be back. Don't go away. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
This important message is for Medicare recipients prescribed medical oxygen who need a consistent supply. Inogen's lightweight portable oxygen concentrators safely and efficiently convert the air around you into medical-grade oxygen 24/7. If you're over 65, call Inogen now for your free Medicare eligibility check. A portable oxygen concentrator may be available to you at little or no cost. Stop worrying about getting cumbersome tanks refilled or dragging them around everywhere you go. Inogen carries a full line of affordable portable systems to fit almost every budget and lifestyle. Rediscover doing things you love, gardening, home improvements, or even dancing. Join almost 1 million people worldwide who have taken their lives back with an Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Call Inogen now. Get a free information guide and a free no obligation consultation. Remember to ask about our free Medicare eligibility check. Call now. 800-553-1831. That's 800-553-1831.
Quality Green Specialists has a new expanded location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Browse thousands of beautiful plants, flowers, shrubs, and large trees, plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus, along with vegetables and herbs too. And don't forget our natural fertilizers and organics like azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. Now located at 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, or visit qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Anger. It happens in airports, on soccer fields, at work, at school, at home with our spouses and kids, and yes, even in the family of faith. And the funny thing is that both sides always feel their version of the truth is right. In the book of James in the New Testament, we're told that the first step to control our anger is to ground ourselves in the Word of God. Sometimes anger begins with a hurt, when you've been slighted or misunderstood, or maybe when others don't meet your expectations. You've been stabbed in the back or left out or not understood. You're criticized unfairly. Anger is a journey that begins with one of these types of emotions. But the Bible tells us in James 1:19 that we have this wonderful, simple remedy. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. Count to 10 before you speak, and that will slow you down on the way to anger. And never, ever let the sun go down on your anger. I promise you'll be glad. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Joni, we got a message here for you. It says, remember, Joni, you have to kiss a lot of frogs before you find a prince. So I don't know what that means. I don't know where that leaves me. Anyway.
There we go. Let's go to Denise in Rockledge. Denise, we only have about a minute. How can we help you?
Oh, my goodness. I need more than a minute. I've got two clusters of areca palms, 15 years old. They got Ganoderma butt rot. I had the trees removed. Now I'm looking at grinding the stumps, although somebody told me don't grind the stumps because they'll disperse all the, you know, the bad stuff. But what I want to do is transplant some trees that grew from seeds from those diseased trees. And I want to know when I have it ground, should I remove the sawdust, or is it organic? And my second question is armadillo, what to do? Should I use armadillo scram, which is a castor oil, or cayenne pepper, or what you would recommend? So, and I know that it's very risky to transplant arecas to the diseased soil. But these are trees that grew from seeds from those diseased trees.
Yeah, that organism is everywhere, mm-hmm. And so it's not recommended planting back in the same spot.
No palms back in that area.
Yeah, I guess if you wanted to, you clear out the soil, you really clean the area out, you bring fresh soil in, and give it a try. But in general, the rule is you don't do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Armadillos.
Armadillos. The armadillos are not harming anything. Why? The castor oil will not work. They're coming after the worms in the soil, the grubs in the soil. So we consider them beneficial. Why do you want to get rid of them?
Because they bore through my mulched areas and displace the mulch, and every morning I have to go out and put it back.
Yeah, well, give the castor bean oil a try. You never know. Who knows?
Let us know how it does.
Yeah. Hey,
what
we got
cayenne pepper.
Maybe. I don't know. Give him a try. You never know when these home remedies work. Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go to Brenda in Polk City. Good morning, Brenda. We only have about a minute.
Okay. I have a avocado tree that's probably about 12 or 13 years old, and it's got a little bit of avocados on it, and all of a sudden it's real wilty.
Laurel wilt.
Laurel wilt could be a disease called laurel wilt, especially if you see any borer holes in the trunk. They'll put out little pitch tubes. That would be the problem. But it's, you've got a wilt problem of some sort, as long as it's getting water.
Yeah, so if it doesn't get irrigation and we haven't been getting the rainfall, it may wilt a little bit. But if it's a really heavy wilt, then you probably have a disease and the laurel wilt, and you might have to take it out.
Good. Let's go.
Let's go to Dave real quick. Good morning, Dave. How can we help you?
Hey, Tom.
Yes, how can we help you? You've got about a minute.
I think I have what is a strangler fig way high up in the boot of a cabbage palm. Is it a best practice to get rid of that, or should I just leave nature alone?
How big is it? How would you going to take it all out?
Cabbage palm.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm looking up at the trunk of it, the trunk could be like 3 or 4 inches in diameter.
Take it out too.
Take the fig out.
Yeah, take the fig out. Leave the palm there. But definitely, that's just going to cause more harm.
Okay. Can I ask one more quick
question? Yeah, go ahead. We got time.
I've got a 3-foot mulberry tree in like a 10-inch pot. At what point should I be putting that in the ground, and what kind of area in the yard should it go in?
Full sun.
Full sun.
As soon as it starts to rain.
Right, and consistent watering. So, yeah, you could do it anytime soon.
Yeah,
as long as
you can water it and take care of it right now, I'd go ahead and put it in.
But I just planted one last week.
Yeah, it's easier when you have the rains, because the rains will help with the watering. But, you know, if you're going to be able to keep the moisture up on it and everything, you should be okay.
Yep, there you go.
Full sun.
Yeah. Full sun. Thank you, Dave, very much. Tom, text?
They have pineapples. When to pick the pineapple?
Well, it's going to start to turn a little yellow, and as it starts to turn yellow, that's a good indication of it. And you can take it off and let it ripen in a cool, dark area.
Here's the problem. As soon as that thing starts to turn yellowish to orange and put out the fragrance, something else knows it's there.
And somebody's going to harvest it before you do.
Could be two-legged or it could be four-legged. I don't know. But, you know, I had one time, and I left it out there. I said, it needs to go one more day. And that night, something got it, and I had half of a half a pineapple. Here's one here. Should I put an insect killer on my St. Augustine lawn now? They live in South Florida. You know, I don't spray unless I need to.
No, there's no preventative for insects, really. You got to make sure that the insect is in the ground and that you've identified it. So before you do that.
Yeah, if you have chinch bugs or something like that. And I don't even spray it unless I have to for sod webworms.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, what's coming up?
We are coming up with Randy Schultz with Home Garden and Homestead. He's going to tell us about this annoying insect that we've been kind of leading to today.
Yeah, but there's a celebration about this.
There is a celebration. Randy's going to tell us all about it.
Sounds good. You can still text us here right now. Text number is 23680. If you want to get ahead, you can go ahead and get up online. You can give Joni a call, 1-888-45-LAWNS. But you might want to just keep the number handy, okay? 1-888-455-2967. As soon as Randy's done, then you can go ahead. Otherwise, it's going to be a little time before we get to you. So we'll be back. Don't worry. Teresa and I'll be back, and Joni and Colton. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.